What I say is what I say. And honestly, Megan, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I've been very nice to you, although I could probably maybe not be based on the way you have treated me, but I wouldn't do that.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Download the River Network app, River Network, and click River Talk. You can also hear me on these great River Talk radio stations, the River Talk Radio Network. This includes 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the mighty 1290, and the sturdy 1430. You can also, it's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show on Facebook, do a Facebook live stream. You can see it on Facebook, on my site, Dimitri spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I, three I's, like three cyclopses, cyclops I. Three different cyclopses. And the last name is Vassilaris, and it rhymes with Asilaris, but you add a V for victory, and there you go. So all of that and so much more. We got lots more audio regarding President Trump's incredibly powerful performance last night. The speech, he had a grand slam. He hit a grand slam. And I've got more of that for you in a bit, but I wanted to follow up regarding Bridgeport equipment. You heard the commercial, new advertiser, a new client of mine, Dimitri 2020 LLC. Very, very excited to have them. I've adopted the store in Bridgeport. Bridgeport equipment and tool has, I think, almost a dozen stores. Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky, who knows where else? I don't know. I mean, they're all over the place. I've adopted the Bridgeport store because it's obviously the nearest one to me, and I've met Zach and Ross and their wonderful staff, and it's a really great store because it's unpretentious. They have a wide selection of so much great stuff, let me tell you, and so much of it is on sale right now, including the steel stuff. Now, steel is spelled S-T-I-H-L. It's the name of a company, a great company, and I think it's German, but it's the great, great equipment, absolutely wonderful equipment, and now a lot of it is on sale at Bridgeport Equipment. For example, steel, the FSA 57 battery trimmer. The price is only $229.99. You get a free extra AK-20 battery, value $139.99, $140 value. Free battery. Did you hear that? Free battery. The next steel product is the gas trimmer, the 56 RCE. Regular price, $229, roughly $230. Sale price, $199. So you get $30 off. These are steels. These great sales are actually steels. Also, the steel gas trimmer, the FS91R, regular price $359.99. Sale price $329.99, savings of $30. And finally, the steel self-propelled battery lawnmower. The promo price is only $799 and a free extra 300S battery, a $300 value. You talk about it's a steal. These sale prices, each one, it's a steal. It's Bridgeport Equipment right next to Herb Electric in Bridgeport. You go in there. As soon as you go in, you say, hey, Dimitri sent me. Where are the great steel products? It's a steal. And people will look at you strangely, but no, they'll be very nice to you. They will greet you. Hi, how you doing? Thanks for coming. How can we help you? And just say, I want all the steel specials that Dimitri talked about. Bridgeport Equipment, great people in Bridgeport, right next to Herb Electric. The sales are unbelievable. They really are. And I'm so, so happy to have them as another great sponsor that I can give personal endorsements for. They're just terrific. Also, East Ohio Regional Hospital. The stories are very troubling. In fact, wait a minute. I think I've got one here. Hold on a second. This is important. I want to share this with you. All right, here we go. So I saw this times later. East Ohio Regional Hospital workers told to seek marketplace health coverage. Operating room unable to perform laparoscopic procedures, whatever that is. I guess some kind of work on your lap. In any event, the headline here is East Ohio Regional Hospital workers told to seek marketplace health coverage. Well, if you are one of those people, I've got some great news for you. Her name is Serena Heckathorn. And Serena Heckathorn is gold. Full disclosure, another one of my clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC, another person that I am proud and honored to endorse. Serena is our health insurance agent. My wife and me, our health insurance agent. She has taken care of all of our health care issues over the years. She's been absolutely wonderful. It's Health Markets Insurance Agency, prescriptions, anything that you could possibly imagine, dental, cancer, Medicaid cover, anything at all. Serena Heckathorn is gold. If you are at East Ohio Regional Hospital and you read the story in the Times Leader yesterday about you need to seek marketplace health coverage, I don't believe you can do better. In fact, I know you can't do better than Serena Heckathorn because Serena Heckathorn is gold. Health Markets Insurance Agency has two offices and they both offer fantastic service. I've been in both many, many times. These are really, really good people. The first one in St. Clairsville, the new address, excuse me, it's the newer office. It's on National Road, 50966 National Road in St. C. Do you know where the West Texas Roadhouse is? And right up above it, DeFelice Pizza, and above that, a blue bank. Right across the street is this little plaza, and that's where Health Markets is. Serena Heckathorn's Health Markets Insurance Agency is there. Also in Jefferson County, Steubenville, on Sunset, right next to the KFC. So if you are one of these poor folks, East Ohio Regional Hospital, who has to find marketplace health coverage, I can recommend Serena Heckathorn, because Serena Heckathorn is gold. Just absolute pure gold and the nicest human being you would ever want to meet other than me, of course. I mean, she's right up there. I mean, you know, she's no Dimitri, but then again, who is? But she's just terrific. And don't worry, they can take care of all your health insurance needs. Low price. Health Markets Insurance Company, these people are absolutely wonderful. They really are. I've got some more audio for you. This is Donald Trump talking about that horrible day in Butler and also talking about that the family, the survivors, this Corey comparator. And again, the Democrats refused to stand or applaud or do anything as Trump was introducing Corey's widow and his daughters. The Democrats were just, they could not have looked any more petty and any more mean than they did last night. It was really, really a new low for them. Really just awful. Just
with us, as fate would have it, Mark Fogle was born in a small rural town in Butler, Pennsylvania. Have you heard of it? Where his mother has lived for the past 78 years. I just happened to go there last July 13th for a rally. That was not pleasant. And that is where I met his beautiful mom right before I walked onto that stage. And I told her I would not forget what she said about her son. And I never did I? Never forgot. Less than 10 minutes later, at that same rally, gunfire rang out, and a sick and deranged assassin unloaded 8 bullets from his sniper's perch into a crowd of many thousands of people. My life was saved by a fraction of an inch, but some were not so lucky. Corey Comparator was a firefighter, a veteran, a Christian, a husband, a devoted father, and above all, a protector. When the sound of gunshots pierced the air, was a horrible sound. Corey knew instantly what it was and what to do. He threw himself on top of his wife and daughters and shielded them from the bullets with his own body. Corey was hit really hard. You know the story from there. He sacrificed his life to save theirs. two others, very fine people, were also seriously hit. But thankfully, with the help of two great country doctors, we thought they were gone and they were saved. So those doctors had great talent. We're joined by Corey's wife, Helen, who was his high school sweetheart, and their two beloved daughters, Allison and Kaylee. Thank you. To Helen, Allison, and Kaylee, Corey is looking down on his three beautiful ladies right now, and he is cheering you on. He loves you. He is cheering you on. Corey was taken from us much too soon, but his destiny was to leave us all with a shining example of the selfless devotion of a true American patriot. It was love like Corey's that built our country, and it's love like Corey's that is going to make our country more majestic than ever before. I believe that my life was saved that day in Butler for a very good reason. I was saved by God to make America great again. I believe that.
It was quite a moment. Quite a moment. Corey's widow. Two daughters, beautiful daughters, by the way. And it was so sad, so pathetic, that the Democrats refused to stand up. They refused to applaud. They were holding up signs, different types of signs, save Medicare or fire Musk or, you know, or God knows what else. One of the Democrats, this bitter, I don't know if he was drunk or not, he acts drunk. Doesn't mean that he is. A guy named Al Green, not the singer, but this other Green, who was making such a racket that he had to be escorted out. I mean, the Democrats could not have looked any more petty, any more mean, any more disgusting than what they did last night. Refused to applaud or even acknowledge the widow and the two daughters of Corey Comparator. It was pathetic, and that's not all. There was another moment in this incredible speech that Donald Trump gave. And by the way, the shadow banning is so bad on Facebook this morning. It says that I've got basically one viewer right now. Anytime I talk about Trump, that they just do the shadow banning, the throttling. It's unbelievable. It really is. But you can still see the show. I mean, you've got to go to the Facebook page, Dimitri with three eyes. And you can see the Facebook live stream. I've shared it all over the place. But again, they're really screwing with it this morning. You can also hear me on these great radio stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Monty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. Don't forget Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern time, all right here. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Monty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. There were other moments during this incredible speech last night. Trump, I'm telling you, he didn't just hit a home run. He hit a grand slam. When you get people like this Brit Hume, who can't stand Trump, never could stand him, Fox News Channel had been the host of their 6 p.m. news show for many years, then kind of semi-retired, hates Trump. But even he said last night after this speech, that it was, and I'm paraphrasing here, but this is a very, very close to what he said. He said that it was undeniable that Trump is a political colossus. He sucks all the oxygen out of the room. Political colossus. Brit Hume, who doesn't even like Trump. That's how powerful it was last night. But there was another thing last night where they were introducing this poor little kid who had brain surgery, and they made him a Secret Service agent, and the Democrats would not even applaud this poor kid. Pathetic.